Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We talk a lot about climate change and what we can do to slow it down or prevent it at a global scale. But the impacts of climate change can be completely different from state to state or even neighborhood to neighborhood. Why? Naomi Diakule and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team looked into one explanation: racism.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
So what does racial discrimination have to do with climate change today?
Well, let's start by taking a look at our home city, Providence, Rhode Island.
It's not that hard to see that there are big socioeconomic and racial differences between neighborhoods.
Like most American cities, these divisions were not an accident, but a legacy of racist policies.
Perhaps the best-known example, at least for the 20th century, is redlining.
What's redlining?
Basically, in the 1930s, metropolitan maps were color-coded by banks to decide which areas would receive government-issued loans.
Neighborhoods with more people of color were considered risky and were literally outlined with a red pen on the map. That's where the name redlining came from.
People in those neighborhoods were denied mortgages, insurance loans, and other financial services.
Okay, but what does that have to do with climate change?
Neighborhoods that were redlined got fewer investments in parks and other green spaces. Instead, they were used for highways, landfills, and industrial plants.
Which makes them more vulnerable to climate change.
In what way?
Well, trees are actually really important for keeping things cool. In addition to providing shade, they pump water up from the soil and act as a natural air conditioner.
But pavement absorbs heat, so it sort of acts like a radiator. This makes neighborhoods with lots of highways, roadways, and parking lots hotter.
So all of this makes those previously redlined communities hotter?
Yes. In fact, a study looking at more than 100 urban areas in the U.S. found that 94% of redlined areas were hotter than areas that had the best ratings from the Home Ownership Loan Association.
So racist lending practices are making climate change worse in certain neighborhoods?
I mean, climate change is a complex issue, so we can't say that redlining is the only cause of these differences, but it does play an important role.
Do we know which neighborhoods are most vulnerable in Rhode Island?
Yes. To find out, we talked to
Amelia Rose. I'm the executive director of Groundwork Rhode Island.
Amelia and her team analyzed redlining maps of Rhode Island.
So you can see the neighborhoods that are greenlined were and are the most affluent areas and the places that have the most trees. The red areas and the yellow areas are the places where there's the most flooding and there's the least amount of trees today.
Amelia found that low-income and previously redlined communities like Pawtucket, Central Falls, and Providence have fewer trees and more concrete than previously greenlined areas. Although, as of now, they aren't hotter.
What can we do to make these vulnerable areas more resilient?
It's a complex issue, but we could start by planting more trees and getting more green spaces into these communities.
Got it. Thanks for walking us through this issue, Naomi and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and The Publics Radio.